Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, last year was a tough year.
Yeah.
And we start this year, and you and I both noticed something. It's not that this hasn't been around before, but we notice that in our industry, things are changing. There's headlines out there, advertisements out there for private investments, and they're advertising really attractive rates of return. We're back to that.
Double-digit returns.
Back to that, right?
So I was driving in, listening to satellite radio on one station, and I heard this ad. Are you tired of losing money in the stock market?
Right.
How does 10% per year sound to you?
We've seen
15. In private real estate market.
And we've seen 15, and we've seen higher.
And so, and then they start going in their 30-second ad about they had to put the rate of return in there.
Yeah.
Because that grabs you.
Yeah.
I'm getting emails.
Yep.
That says, look at this 20, 30% you can make. And you start looking at that email. You're like, oh, this is not conventional stocks and bonds.
Right.
These are private investments.
Yep.
So the question is, if you find something like this that's attractive, what do you do? One thing that we've done is we've brought on the Alberta Securities Commission onto this show time and time again.
Yes.
And we ask them because the number one issue, and I'm not saying all these ads are fraud.
Yeah, that's
but Alberta Securities Commission comes out and says, there's a lot of fraud going on out there.
Right.
And one of them is people chasing after some sort of return without doing proper due diligence.
Yes.
And so let's talk about due diligence, can we?
Well, can I talk about one thing? Yes, let's go there. Just sticking with the Alberta Securities Commission for just a second. Remember, have a gut check right off the bat. Have a gut check, okay? If you're seeing really, really attractive rates of return, right? Sometimes if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. But there are opportunities that are legit, so we don't want to paint it with a single brush, which means you should at least pause. When you see something that's really attractive and catches your attention from a rate of return perspective, there's more to it than just that, right? And this is your comment about due diligence.
So
what does that mean?
Can we jump on that point that you just made? The too good to be true. I have yet to hear someone who's lost a lot of money,
right,
who said, when I invested, the number that they showed me on the ad was too good to be true, so I jumped in.
Right.
They don't say that.
Right.
What they say is, I had no idea.
Right.
And so, yes, step one, look on the Alberta Securities Commission's website and see, are they registered to actually be providing this type of product to the public?
Yes.
Number one. Okay, that's number one. Number two, and I think this is a key piece, understand what's risk-free. So let me use the U.S. government 10-year bond, which in our industry is called the risk-free rate. Mm-hmm. And let me just put out a number and say, if you bought a 10-year bond out there today, on average, 3.5%.
Yeah.
Okay, that's risk-free. Any number above 3.5 has risk to it. Full stop.
Right.
I don't care if it's 5%, 15%, 25% or more.
Got it.
That's the first gut check that needs to be done. There's no such thing as too good to be true. Is it better than risk-free?
Right.
That's the question we should be asking.
Right.
This is what I hope the Alberta Securities Commission and all security commissions across the board educate the public on.
Right.
Here's the risk-free rate. For 10 years, anything more has risk. Now you have to start making the list of risks that are out there.
Well, now you ask a question, why would I be getting a higher return than that, right? Because people are focused on return. We're going to get to this.
Correct.
There's another side of the equation.
Correct.
But at least start with that question. Well, why would I be able to achieve that rate of return if this is the risk-free rate? Start with that question. And where that question will lead you to is, I wonder what the risks are that I'm taking in order to get that additional return.
Here's the best example. Another ad. Again, I listen to ads on the way to the office on this satellite radio station. You can lose 30 pounds in 30 days, Dave. Call now, 1-800-LOSE-WEIGHT. And that's not the number, by the way. Please don't call that number. I'm just making that number up. But the point is, 30 pounds in 30 days. Now, any healthcare professional would say, whoa, that's outrageous.
Right.
Something can go wrong.
Right.
To the person who doesn't know, It's attractive.
Of course.
I want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days.
Right, get it over with, right?
You need to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Too soon.
Ouch.
You know, like there's a point that we have to go, hang on. Is that normal? Is that possible?
Right.
And if it is possible, what are the risks
right.
that you have to take on to lose 30 pounds in 30 days?
Right.
That's the same point when you look at your investments.
Yeah.
When you're looking at to invest in something, what's the risk you're going to take on there? And I think that's where the due diligence comes into play.
Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about it. I mean, we don't have a ton of time, but we say that. So here's what I would contend is return is attractive. So people will chase return.
Correct.
Okay? And all returns are created equally until something goes wrong. And it's when the something goes wrong that the risks come out, right?
Correct.
Okay, so when we talk about risk, I think generally people understand there is a relationship, risk plus return, equals the result, right? But we chase this.
We chase one part of that equation.
We chase one part of the equation. So let's try to teach people to start chasing, analyzing risk first, and then see what the expected return should be for the risk that you're gonna take. But what kind of risks would be involved in private real estate or private credit or private businesses or these kinds of things, right?
Anything
there's
that's
lots
not
of
publicly
things.
Traded
that's
on
right.
the stock or bond market. Let's
right.
take a look at that. Number one, your due diligence, like I said earlier, go to the Alberta Securities
yep.
Commission or wherever that investment is being housed, go to that provincial or state securities commission to find out, A, are they legit?
Right.
B, do they have any complaints against them? Are there any pending lawsuits? Start there. What's their history?
Right.
Right? So you're going to do that kind of investigation. Number two, you need to read the documents that are being provided before you sign. Do not sign something on the spot. So I'll give you an example. In our industry, there are two documents that come out. One, if it's public, available to the general public, it's usually called a prospectus.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the private individuals or high net worth individuals or what's called accredited investors, yeah. they use what's called an offering memorandum. If they come with neither of those
right.
two, that's a
right.
flag.
Right.
Okay. An offering memorandum, if you read every single word in that document, number one, you'll cure insomnia.
Yeah, it might take a couple of tries to get through
okay.
it.
Yeah. Number two, the lawyers who've written this up have written it up so well that no individual can understand everything that's in that document.
But they do identify risks.
They have to identify risks.
Right.
They have to identify all the issues that are out there. Now, that's when you start saying, what if something goes wrong with these risks?
And take them out, like write them down. Take them out of that document, write down those risks, and start investigating each of those risks.
And then say, can I afford to take on that risk?
Right.
Number one, afford meaning, could I lose out on my capital?
Right.
Okay. Number two, how long do I have to commit my capital for?
Right.
That's the illiquidity that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market, daily liquidable. Real estate market, my house, your house, not daily liquidable.
No.
So be aware of what's out there when it comes to liquidity. Number three risk is transparency risk. Do you get to see everything?
Mm-hmm.
Publicly traded company, you get audited financials, you get to see the financials, you get conference calls with executives and so on and so forth. You can do your due diligence. A lot harder in the private market.
Yes.
Do you understand what all those risks are? And then when you get those risks, and they are still, they meet all of your checks on your checklist. They're good, all of them. Take a look at what's the rate of return that they are projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth all that risk? So let me give you an example. If I can get 4% on a bond, 6% on something that's illiquid,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's not worth the risk.
Right.
2% more return for no daily liquidity is not worth the risk for me.
Right.
How much more do I need? Now that's a personal decision.
Yep.
We would never look at or jump on something that would be illiquid
right.
for 2% more.
Right. And I'm going to add one other big one because we're running out of time. Position sizing matters.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you look at how people set up venture capital portfolios where there's high speculative risk, you have to control your position size. What percentage of your total portfolio will this position represent?
100%.
Right. And that alone can severely mitigate damages in the event that something goes wrong that you didn't anticipate.
So for all of you that are listening and watching, make sure you do your due diligence. If you're looking for investments outside, always get the advice from a financial, tax, and legal professional before you go into any investment, no matter what. On behalf of Dave Popwich, myself, Faisal Carmelli, thank you for joining us on More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.